I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember with Explorations in VOA Special English. On January 14th, a human-made object landed on the surface of Saturn's largest moon, Titan. For 1 hour and 12 minutes, it sent back exciting information and photographs. Our program today is about the landing device named Huygens and the Cassini spacecraft that carried it through our solar system to land on that distant moon.
On October 15th, 1997, a huge rocket was launched from the Kennedy Space Center in the state of Florida. The rocket carried a spacecraft named Cassini. The Cassini spacecraft carried a deployment vehicle named Huygens. The launch of these two spacecraft was the beginning of a 7-year flight to the planet Saturn. The flight was the joint effort of America's space agency, NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Italian Space Agency.
On July 1st of last year, the Cassini-Huygens spacecraft arrived at Saturn after traveling almost 4,000 million kilometers. Scientists said they were able to guide it into a near-perfect orbit around Saturn. Cassini flew into orbit from below the famous rings that circle the planet. Cassini immediately began sending back photographs and information about Saturn and its huge moon, Titan. The study of Titan is one of the major goals of the Cassini-Huygens flight. Titan is very large, even larger than the planets Mercury and Pluto. Scientists are very interested in Titan because it is the only known moon in our solar system to have an atmosphere. Plans call for Cassini to make more than 70 orbits around Saturn. 45 of these will include passing close to Titan. The photographs and information about the huge moon sent by Cassini only added to the excitement about the Huygens landing device.
On December 25th, Cassini released the Huygens lander. Cassini quickly moved away from the Huygens to lessen the chance of an accident between the two vehicles. After 20 days of circling the huge moon, Huygens started to move into Titan's thick atmosphere. Huygens entered Titan's atmosphere, moving at 18,000 kilometers an hour. It had to immediately slow its great speed to keep from burning up. Huygens slowed down by using three different parachutes. After its main parachute opened in the upper atmosphere, the vehicle slowed to a little more than 50 meters per second. This is about as fast as an automobile moves on the highway. As it moved lower into the atmosphere, Huygens slowed to about 5 meters per second. This permitted it to safely prepare to land on the surface. Martin Tomasco is the member of the team that guided the flight of the Huygens lander. He said the flight down to the surface of Titan was not as smooth as the team thought it would be. Mr. Tomasco said the lander moved from side to side while hanging from the parachute. He said it often moved as much as 20 degrees from side to side.
The scientific instruments on Huygens began measuring about 160 kilometers from the surface of Titan. This permitted the instruments to gather information about the atmosphere. The instruments included sound recording equipment. Huygens began sending back information and photographs to Cassini 4 minutes into its flight to the surface of Titan. Cassini immediately began to transmit this information back to Earth using its more powerful radio equipment. NASA's Deep Space Communications Network received the information and photographs. Then NASA transmitted them to the European Space Operations Center in Darmstadt, Germany.
Slowly and safely, the 317-kilogram vehicle moved down through the atmosphere of Titan. It quickly transmitted information about a rich mix of nitrogen and methane in the upper atmosphere. Huygens' instruments showed that the amounts of the gas methane increased as the lander moved closer to the surface of Titan. While scientific instruments were investigating the atmosphere, cameras were ready to begin taking photographs from high above the surface. The cameras were able to begin their work 30 kilometers above the surface of Titan. Thick clouds above 30 kilometers did not permit photography.
The first photographs looked much like those taken here on Earth from an aircraft high in the sky. Part of one photograph shows a land area next to what might be a large area of liquid, similar to a lake. Some areas of the surface looked like islands. There were photographs of areas of water ice. Some areas showed rivers created by liquid methane. Other photographs of the surface area seemed to show mountains and huge rocks. Still others showed deep lines in the surface that seemed to have been cut by fast-moving liquid. The scientific instruments on Huygens showed the temperature of the atmosphere of Titan is extremely cold. The instruments recorded a temperature of minus 180 degrees Celsius.
When Huygens was 700 meters above the surface, a special landing lamp was turned on. The lamp was used to light the surface of Titan to aid Huygens' cameras and see where the vehicle was going to land. The lamp was designed to last for about 15 minutes. It continued to light the immediate area for more than an hour after Huygens landed on the surface. Scientists believe the Huygens lander hit an area of Titan's surface that may be mud or wet sand. The lander's recording equipment transmitted a sound similar to a large object hitting a wet surface. Instruments on Huygens showed the surface landing area is mostly a mix of dirty water ice, hydrocarbon ice, sand, and clay. This mix of water and chemicals makes the ground a dark color. The instruments on Huygens began to quickly send back large amounts of information about the surface. This information included air temperature, air pressure, and wind speed. It also sent information about chemicals on the surface of Titan and in the air. Experts say Huygens sent back enough information and photographs to keep researchers very busy for several years.
After it landed, Huygens immediately began transmitting photographs from the surface of Titan. The photographs are orange in color. Scientists say the surface of Titan is orange because of its huge distance from the Sun. The large amounts of methane gas in the atmosphere also add to the orange color. These photographs show an area of rocks of many sizes. The rocks can be seen for as far as the camera can see. Experts say many of the rocks look as if they have been shaped by fast-moving liquid.
Huygens' lander stopped transmitting information after 1 hour and 12 minutes. The fierce atmosphere of Titan and extremely low temperatures halted the vehicle's ability to gather information. Yet it lasted longer than scientists had planned. Scientists will use the information gathered by the Huygens lander to learn a great deal about this unusual moon. One of the main reasons for sending Huygens to the surface is that Titan has a rich nitrogen atmosphere. It is also rich in methane gas, and its surface may have many of the same kinds of chemicals that existed on Earth millions of years ago. Titan may help scientists learn more about the very beginnings of our planet. David Southwood is the director of the European Space Agency's scientific program. Mr. Southwood says Titan is a very interesting world, and scientists now have good information about this faraway moon.
If you have a computer that can link with the Internet communication system, you too can see the orange photographs taken on the surface of Titan. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, has many links to both Huygens and Cassini. JPL can be found at www.jpl.nasa.gov. That address again is www.jpl.nasa.gov.
This program was written by Paul Thompson. It was produced by Mario Ritter. Our studio engineer was Calvin Fowler. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for another Explorations in VOA Special English.